This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the West on Tuesday of ignoring Russia security concerns and deliberately creating a scenario designed to lure it into war. In his first direct public comments on the Ukraine crisis for nearly 6 weeks, a defiant Putin showed no sign of backing down from security demands that Western countries have called non-starters and a possible excuse to launch an invasion. Russia has massed more than 100,000 troops on the Ukrainian border, and Western countries say they fear Putin may be planning to invade. Russia denies this, but has said it could take unspecified military action unless its security demands are met. Western countries say any invasion would bring sanctions on Moscow. Rescuers pulled bodies out from under thick mud on Tuesday after a landslide in Ecuador's capital left at least 22 people dead, with 47 reported injuries so far. On Tuesday morning, firefighters continued searching homes and streets covered by mud and removing bodies buried in the area. Torrential rains on Monday night caused a buildup of water in a gorge near working-class neighborhoods, sending mud and rocks down on residences and causing power outages in the South American country. Social media videos showed a muddy river flowing through neighborhood streets, carrying it with trees, vehicles, dumpsters, and even electricity poles as residents screamed for help. Other images showed some people being rescued from the current by neighbors. Ecuador is facing heavy rains in several areas, which have caused rivers to overflow and affected hundreds of homes and roads. This is VOA News. Pfizer and BioNTech will soon ask U.S. regulators for emergency authorization for COVID-19 vaccines for children under age 5, according to U.S. media reports on Tuesday. This is the last age group in the United States that is not yet eligible for coronavirus shots. As early as Tuesday, the companies could seek emergency authorization for a two-dose vaccination regimen for children under 5 and as young as 6 months, the New York Times and other news outlets said. The move comes as the Omicron variant wave is waning in the United States, but parents are still grappling with school closures and concerns for their unvaccinated children. New pediatric COVID hospitalizations hit a record high in the United States in December as the Omicron strain spread rapidly. Last month, the Food and Drug Administration approved Pfizer's COVID-19 booster shot for children as young as 12. The FDA hopes to approve shots for young kids as early as late February. At least a dozen historically black colleges and universities in the United States received bomb threats and put their campuses on lockdown on Tuesday, a day after a rash of similar threats forced the cancellation of classes at other schools. The threats against the schools and cities from Baltimore to New Orleans came on the first day of Black History Month in the United States, and the president of Florida's Edward Waters University in Jacksonville said, quote, "We don't think it's by coincidence that we received this particular threat at this particular time." The threats come as the United States continues to reckon with racial injustice following recent years' high-profile killings of black Americans such as George Floyd and heated battles over teaching in public schools of so-called critical race theory, which puts the history of institutionalized racism into a larger context. France's government stood firm against Mali's coup leaders Tuesday after they expelled the French ambassador, but promised to continue anti-terrorism operations in the region despite mounting tensions between Mali and European and African powers. France also warned of imminent EU sanctions, which are under discussion. The French foreign minister reiterated criticism of what he called the irresponsibility and illegitimacy of Mali's leadership, and France's prime minister accused the junta of further isolating Mali by delaying elections until 2026 and courting Russian mercenaries. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, my mind, my mind.
and Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking on your doors. So today again, I want you to stay around because I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on this. Today, the African Beat will make its first stop in Liberia, introducing Minister Barnabas, I Am Stronger. Right after that, Zambe by Dr. Upendo J. Bright of Tanzania and Silent Night by Josephine Tanga from Cameroon. But I Am Stronger is the first track for today, a single by Minister Barnabas from the nation of Liberia.
But the Lord shall deliver them from all. Come on.
I am stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah. dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright.
For the season, and I know I got the reason. The devil said this is a prison, you should live in prison. I got myself hooked up to J-E-S-U-S. Yo, he's the vision, the mission, the reason for the season. And I took a trip all the way downtown to Bethlehem. Took a good look and saw where the baby was born. I see the shepherd, the wise men, the angels, the heaven and earth, everybody celebrating, except for Herod. Yo, but the baby had to be taken to the land of Africa, the motherland, to celebrate the great Christmas day. Happy Christmas.
Silent Night with Josephine Tanga from Cameroon, and before that Nzambe by Dr. Upendo J. Bride of Tanzania, and I Am Stronger by Minister Barnabas of Liberia. The African beat on the Voice of America. I am David Van Der here in Washington. I'll be right back with more music, so stay tuned.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Van Der.
Welcome back. The African beat on the Voice of America. Let's take a Facebook message now. And this one says, hello, David. I am Amadou Wuri Bari in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Mr. Vandy, I am really enjoying the African beat program here in Freetown, the capital city of Sierra Leone. Do you want to know what I back up with the African beat program every morning? Well, I normally take my hot tea and bread as I smile and I say, may God bless you, David Vandy. That is from Amadou Wuri Bari in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Another email says, hello, David. Kindly extend my season's greetings to all African Beat listeners around the continent and beyond. I am looking forward to all the goodies from you guys one day. Ibrahim Bukar from Damaturu in Yobe State, Nigeria. Thank you very much, Ibrahim. Well, something good will come, all right? And let the music roll. Chuku Chuku is our next track. Wakonzi of Nigeria plays that one for us. And right after that, Salome Baby by the great Ebizi from Sierra Leone featuring Kelly Handsome, and Velo by Teta Diana in Rwanda. But Chuku Chuku is our track right now by Wakonzi from Nigeria.
Hey. Sakwe velo, sakwe 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 vero nagutera icyo utazi utabonye nagutera icyo utazi utabonye urukundo rw'uruzira kashi
Velo by Teta Diana of Rwanda, and before that, Salome Baby by Ebezi of Sierra Leone featuring Kelly Handsome, and Chuku Chuku by Wakonzi of Nigeria. The African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy. I'll be right back.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African Beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
The African Beat on the Voice of America. More good music coming to you. But if you love this show, we want you to know that we love you too. And so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can also call us here in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and you leave your message. And now, let's take some more messages from our Facebook friends. Hi, David. I hope you are doing well in the United States, capital, Washington, D.C. I am fine here in Nairobi, Kenya. This is just to inform you that African Beat is on during the week on 107.5 FM in Nairobi. I listen to the show at 0900 hours and 2000 hours. It's an added bonus, David. Thank you, my super DJ, and my loyal support to you. This is from Vincent Maloba in Nairobi, Kenya. And another email says, hello, Mr. David Vandy, my man, my oga, my mentor, my boss. I thank you for the Timaya song you played. That is Bielsa 02. I was not feeling fine, David, but when you play that song by Timaya, I think I am okay now. This is from your guy, Dan Lamy from Cotton Cafe, Kogi State in Nigeria. Up, Timaya. Up, Mr. Vandy. Up, African Beat. I love the African Beat, Mr. Vandy. God bless you. And greetings to all African Beat fans around the world. And so now it's music time. Let the music flow. Wine for me, the sound of Sakodi featuring Stoneboy from Ghana. And right after that, Sembele by Skata of Uganda and Roger Mutu by Miwe of Cote d'Ivoire. But Wine For Me now is the track from Sakodi featuring Stoneboy of Ghana.
Okay, here we go. Buddha shake. Caterpillar back out with a pretty face. Drop it low. Baby, wait. Make you give it to only me, my NWA. Solidar, my only mon ami. Your beauty be too much, you live in San Puyo, mommy. Pull them up, mama, oh, your D. Start to feel like one band on the duck for feeling free. I'm gonna check it for me. Make us see what you got. Shout out to Bangali, my Nigeria to pack.
Oh, she a wine. Look how she a dance, now the curvy body might get it bad. When the wine. Turn up the place and dance for we. Wine. Look how she a dance, now the curvy body might get it bad. When the wine. Turn up the place and dance for we. Like me in a sin city, she a pretty boy with a pretty face. Can't get
nothing up on me. Come in out of space. She don't look alike. She don't two face. No little juvenile can win my race. Oh, oh, oh. I don't know what to do with this girl. She ride on top of me. She not pretty no dirty boy apart from me. She stick to me. You know, see. Who don't know the intention? What about the girl me a see and lose concentration? She stir my emotion. Well, them safe like peace and bad like Tonto. Real bulldozer, no empty tonko. Italian cheetah, wagwan pronto. Baby, you know the thing go skin out and flesh. Yeah, could have never be the last. Them bust a one style like colors, but are you a wine first? What are you below the wamas? Are you the bonnet and the endos?
Look, she a wine, 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 wine. Look, she a dance, not the curvy body, my girl, you bad. She a dance, not the curvy body, my girl, you bad. When you whine, 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 whine. Turn up the place and dance for me, yeah.
African beats. African, African beats.
Ule muto.
Roger Muntu, Miwe of Cote d'Ivoire, before that Sembela by Skata of Uganda, and Wine for Me, the Sound of Sakodi featuring Stoneboy from Ghana. The African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy. I'll be back.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back. This is your African Beat Music Show, the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces, right on the Voice of America. Miani is our next track that is coming from the Republic of Guinea, and done for us by DTM, and Baba O by Damalise, an American Nigerian based in Rhode Island, USA. But now, Miani with DTM of Guinea.
Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Okay,
Kaya tata, baby.
Babao by Demolies of Nigeria, American Nigerian, and before that, Guetta by Tufan of Togo, and Miani by DTM of the Republic of Guinea. With all of this today, I want to thank you again for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye. But I leave you now with Bakwetu by Papa Wemba of the Democratic Republic of Congo.